If you were with us at the beginning of the hour, you'll remember Julio Ricardo Varela, founder of the blog Latino Rebels, which, among other things, assembles a compendium of the media's most clumsy and clueless moments in handling Hispanics and Hispanic issues. They call these mm-hmm moments. We sent Julio a rough cut of this hour and awaited his characteristic mince no words assessment of our work. Was it great or was it mm-hmm? Julio's going to tell us. Hello, Julio.
Hi, Brooke. How are you?
Okay. What did you think?
Let's see. First of all, A for effort for actually tackling the subject. Like, I always start that way.
Oh, God.
The last segment, the Radio Ambulante segment, was gold. What they were saying really speaks to a redefinition of what it is to be Latino in the United States. And it's still kind of messy. And that messiness is actually good because we're still trying to figure it out. And that messiness showed up in the segment in a good way. But I have no interest in that Breaking Bad story at all. I think that was a lost opportunity because it's focused on telenovelas and soap operas and narco novelas and all that other stuff that actually have played a major part in where we are now in the misunderstanding of Latinos in the United States. The reality is Latin American content providers in Spanish have failed for years in the glorification of drug kingpins and other things like that. And this type of content continues to come into the United States.
The missed opportunity is that we could have discussed the failure of Spanish language entertainment media
exactly.
To grapple properly with this issue.
Exactly. One of the things about the show that I thought might have missed the mark, a lot of focus on Spanish and mm-hmm. on foreignness of what it is to be Latino in the United States. You know, we're part of the fabric of this country.
Jorge Ramos talking about his changing role of having been discovered every few years, and now he's part of the conversation. Wasn't that addressing that?
I think it was a good effort. I have high standards when it comes to how we change the media landscape when it comes to Latinos in the United States. Latino issues have been barrioized. Major media organizations need to practice what they preach. Public radio is not diverse in the United States. It's a great segment for an hour, but where are the next Latino voices on NPR? I'll give you a solid C. Solid C. You take that?
You're really enjoying this, aren't you?
No, I'm not enjoying it, but I'm the one that says this is not as good as it should be. People don't want to hear that, what media can do better. I mean, why do I feel like I get taken to the woodshed?
So was this a mm-hmm? Or not?
Oh, no. It was, no, it wasn't. I mean, you didn't have mariachi bands and taco trucks and all that. But I do think that it focused way too much on Spanish language.
Okay. Thank you very much, Julio.
Thanks, Brooke.
Julio Ricardo Varela is co-founder of the blog Latino Rebels.
Dulce sueño tan hecho dedo. ¿Quién soy yo para decir que no?
That's it for this week's show. On the Media is produced by Sara Abdurkhman, Chris Neary, Laura Mayer, Kimmy Regler, Mira Sharma, and Andrew Chug. We had more help from Kasia Mihailovic, but this show was mainly produced by the incomparable Alana Casanova Burgess. And our show was edited by Brooke. Our technical director is Jennifer Munson. Our engineer this week was Greg Rippon. Katu Rogers is our executive producer. Jim Schachter is WNYC's vice president for news. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. On the Media is produced by WNYC and distributed by NPR.
I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.